The Gemara says in Chulin Daftos Dalet, there's a Mishnah, Kosher Bakoyanim, Posul Balevi. Kosher Balevim, Posul Bekoyanim. What is it talking about? The Gemara Masbir Tomer Rabbonim. Koyanim, Bemumim Psulim, Beshonim Kshirim. Levim, Bemumim Kshirim, Beshonim Psulim. Nimsa, Kosher Bekoyanim, Posul Balevim. Kosher Balevim, Posul Bekoyanim. The Gemara says that there's two kinds of mumim. There's two kinds of psulim. There's a psul of a mum, if it's missing something in the goof of the person, that's posul by kohanim. If a kohen has a mum, he's posul to do avoida. And levim are posul not if they have a mum, so their avoida that they're supposed to do, they're only posul if they become older. They're not in the years that the Torah said. The Torah says they could do avoida between Shnasa Shleshim, when they're from 30 years old until 50. If they're under 30 or above 50, then they're Posul Avodah. Which Avodah do they do? So the Levim, they have in the time of the Midbar, they used to do carry the Mishkan, set up the Mishkan. They used to do Shir by the Korban, they sang by the Korban, or they played the instruments of music when the Korban was being Makriyah by the Nesochim. And they used to watch the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Gemara says that Yochel Ach B'Shilo B'Beis HaLamim Kei. We would think that maybe the Psul of Shonim, that Pasul Levim, is also when they're in the Mishkan Shilo, which was a quite permanent place, and they didn't have to carry the Mishkan from place to place. Ubebeis Olam when they're in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Levim would be posul when they get older. Talmud lema la'avod avodas avodo v'avodas masa. When the Levim are supposed to work, avodo of avodo, Rashi always says that's called shir, and avodas masa of carrying the Mishkan. Le'o Marti, when did I say that ben shloshim to ben chamishim is posul? Only elo bizman shavodo bekose. Whenever the avodas bekose is to carry it on their shoulders, then they're posul b'shonim. But when the avodah is not because it, like in the time of Shiloh Beis Olamim, that the Beis HaMikdash was permanent, there was no carrying, so then they're kosher even if they're not in the age group of 30 to 50. Then the Gemara continues and says, Kosu v'echodoymel mi ben chomesh v'esrim shona v'malo, v'kosu v'echodoymel mi ben shloshim, yiv sholem al shloshim shekvar nem al chofei, yiv sholem al chofei shekvar nem al shloshim. Okay, so as the Gemara asked there, the stira, one posik, it says that the Levim start working when they're 25 years old. One posik says they start working when they're 30. The Gemara says, Chosei lilmoid v'shloshim la'avodah. When they're 25, they start learning how to do the avodah. They don't finish their course of learning how to do the avodah until they're 30. When they're 30, they start doing avodah. Mikan v'talmid sh'leiro simen yofe b'mishnosei hei shonim shuvei neiroyah. So we learn out from here, just like by the Levim, it takes 5 years to learn the Avodah. So also in learning, when a Talmid learns Gemara, when he learns Torah, if he doesn't see a Simin Yofi B'Mishma, so that means that he keeps learning and forgetting, it doesn't become part of him. If it's 5 years and he sees there's no Simin Bracha, and he's learning Shuvei Neroya, he won't see a Simin Bracha. That 5 years is the maximum time of seeing that the learning takes effect. Rabbi Yosiyim or Gimel Shani, he learns from a pasuk in Daniel that it says to teach them 3 years Lashon Kasdim, and 3 years was enough to learn. So it's Talmid, if he doesn't see a Simen Bracha in 3 years, is the Simen that he won't have a Simen Yafir B'Talmud. And the Gemara says, what is Rabbi Yosi that he held 3 years? Why the Levim had to learn 5 years? So the Gemara says, because Hilchos Avodah are tkifin, they're hard, the halachas, it's difficult, so you need 5 years to learn it. So Rashi says, the tkifin, lehoiri da mishkan lefarkoi, v'lin toisoi, to take down the mishkan, to take it apart, and then, when you have to put it together, lin toisoi, to spread out the roofing, the yerios on the top, lehamid krosov krosov, to set up the crushing, but sheer the carbon, but pelvically. So there's a lot of avodah, a lot of things to learn. You need 5 years. And the man domer that says that 5 years is a simen brocha. So what does he do with the pasuk in Daniel 3 years? So he says, loshen kastin is an easy thing. So it's enough 3 years, but The Hilchos Avoda needs, other things need 5 years. Torah needs 5 years. And the Torah's Chaim and Chulin points out that the Mishnah in Ovos, it says, Ben Chomesh la Mikro, when he's 5 years old, you start learning Chumash. Ben Eser le Mishnah, you learn Mishnais when you're 10 years old. Ben Chamesh Esrei le Gemara is 15 years old. So each thing takes 5 years. And we learn it out from the Levim, that 5 years is a time of work. So he says that's only when you learn Mikra and Mishnah, or easy, so it's 5 years. But if you have to learn Gemara, then it's Kol Yomei Chayav. That means you can't say on Gemara that if you learn 5 years Gemara and you keep forgetting, that's Eino Roeh Siman Yafeh. It's tkifing. It's very hard. It's difficult to learn Gemara. You have to learn it Kol Yomei Chayav and not Gizot. That's what the Torah Chaim says as a side thing in this Gemara. Rashi, let's point out that Rashi says, the Seder of Rashi is, when he's saying to set up the Mishkan again, he says to spread out the Urias, that's the roof. And after that he mentioned to stand up the Kroshim and the Kroshim. He should have said, first you stand up the Kroshim and then you put the roof on top. So this reminds us of Rashi and Menachos. And Das Tzadik says, there's a Gemara that says, how do we know that Malin Bakredesh Vein Mojibin? So the Gemara says, we learn out from Mayokim Moshe Samishkon Vayosim Eskosov Eskosov. So that Rashi learns three pshat in how we learn out. So the third pshat in Rashi is that Moshe started out setting up the Mishkan, and he did everything. He was Vayokim Samishkon and the Kroshim, everything he did. And he didn't let others do it because Moshe was more choshev, so he don't let others that are less in darga to do it because ain't moiridin from kedusha. So Rashi says in the third pshat that Moshe held up the urias, he spread out the urias, and then he stood up the kroshim under the urias. I guess it was some kind of a nest to be able to hold in one hand the urias and the other hand to stand up the kroshim. So the same thing here, Rashi says that they have to be noted the areas and then put the crushing underneath. I guess if there was a many levim doing it, so it was easier that some levim held up the areas and some put the crushing underneath. Then the Gemara continues and says, a kohen ton rabon a kohen mishiyavish teisar sav shiyav kin kosher lavoda. When he becomes a godo, he brings two saras simon and gadlus until he becomes old. This kosher lavoda, we find kohanim gedolim, where he's an 80 years old, 100 years old. A mumin poslin bo, mumin or posel on a kohen, but not age. Ben levi mi ben shleshim bad ben chamishim kosher lavoda, v'shonim poslin bo, ba medvor mamurim bo yom leid sheba midbor, apol b'shilo b'day selamim, ein yisolin elo b'kol. Only a kol pasosim. Age doesn't pass well in Shiloh and Beis Olam. It could be that in the time of Novigivon, maybe it would pass well the Shonim because it wasn't a permanent place. They still carried the Mishnah from Novigivon and then from Givon to Yerushalayim. The Chura, this whole Mishnah that we're talking about, that a Levi is possible with age, is not Nagel Amaisa. It's just in the time of the Nibor, just like the Gemara says, Yochel Beshilo Beis Olamim, so nowadays a Levi does not become Fossil Bekot. And the Rambam really says like that, and Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh, Perek Gimel Halacha says, the Rambam says, Veshenem HaBatero BaLevin, Umiden Chamishim Shono Yoshuv Mitzvah HaVoido, what it says in the Torah, that when he's 50 years old, he goes back from work. Means he retires. Einoi elo bizman shoyu noisin ha-mikdosh mimokim lemokim. Only on the time that they used to carry the mikdosh from place to place. Ve'eina mitzvah ne'eges ledoiroiz. It's not neg ledoiroiz that to retire at 50 years old. Avo ledoiroiz. Eina levi nifsal b'shonin ve'loi b'mumin elo b'kol. Only if it's called. She's kalkil kolo merova zikna, from the old age, his voice becomes cracked or not so nice, you posel lavodosu ba mikdosh, then it's posel nazavoda ba mikdosh. The Gemara learned it out from a posel that we see ke'echot la mechatatim, that it says that all the voices sound like one. If he's old and his voice can't become together with other voices as one, so then it's posel. The Yehoeli, the Rambam says, she'enei nifsal elolei mashiro, aval yeh min ha-shirim, is only nifsal from saying shira. But it could be from the shirim, from those who open and close the door. So the Rambam says, that it's not Negea Lamaisa. So we have to see, is it Negea nowadays or not? L'chura not, because the Rambam says, Eino Neig Bizman L'doros. Then there's a Rambam right before that, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Ein ben Levi nichnas la'azora la'avodos, right? Levi doesn't start his work in the Azora ad shilamdu chomesh shonim tchilon. So you teach him 5 years the work. Shenem azois asher la'levim, miben chomesh ve'esrim shona, v'kosu ve'echadoyma miben shloshim shona. Okay, it's a chomesh le'talmud. 5 years to learn. Ein nichnas la'avodos ad shiagdil v'yeish. Shenem ish ish al'avodos. The Rambam starts out saying that 5 years he has to learn, and then he goes into work bringing the psukim of what we brought from the Gemara, that one pasuk says 25 years old and one pasuk says 30 years old. Then the Rambam continues and he says, "Ein nichnas la'avodo," he doesn't start avodo until he becomes a god of ish. That's mashma 13 years old. So the case of Mishnah is, he says, "Ikele medak." How does the Rambam say it? In the beginning, it's mashma that the start avoda, a lady has to be 30 years old to start avoda. And then at the end of the Rambam, he says that when he's ish, when he's a god, already at 13 years old, he could start doing the avoda. So the MS, we could think that the Rambam doesn't say exactly that he starts when he's 30 years old. He just brings this psukim from the midbar saying that you see from this psukim, a lady has to learn the avodo 5 years, but he doesn't say he should start when he's 20, when he's 30 years old. He could start when he's 13. Maybe he could learn when he's a kohen. He could learn a cheder 5 years avodo, whatever the lady has to do, and then start when he's a god. Al kapanim, the Kesef Mishnah did find in the Rambam that it means that he starts when he's 30, and it's a stira because he says a god. So he has three terutzim. The first terutz, he says, that to learn Hotam Lashir, Sheikhoch Magdola, the Tricho Limud HaMuzika, to learn music, you need to learn 5 years to study music. I know my children learn music, they've been studying for more than 5 years. I can't say they don't see a Simon Bracha, but the beans, in order to be musicians in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a hard avoda, and that you need 5 years to learn. So what the Rambam says in the beginning, that men chomish ve'eshloshim shana le Talmud, that's to learn music. But the other avodas, to close the doors and how to do other things, or watching the Beis HaMikdash, that you don't need to be 25 or 30 years old, that you could start when you're a gadol right away. That's the first teretz in the Kesef Mishnah. So it comes out from this teretz that it is Negea L'maisa, that we need to know that he's 30 years old. When he starts out at 30 years old, it's for music. And before that, he wouldn't be a musician in the Beis HaMikdash. The end, the 50 years old, is Mefurish, and the Rambam Legabe calls that it doesn't become Posel. Vod Yishloma, Mother Terati says, Dosam L'Shoti Avodom Yuchedes Lo Tomis. To have a permanent job in the Beis HaMikdash, a permanent Avodah, that he always comes and he closes the doors or opens the doors, or he always comes and he's always a singer in the Beis HaMikdash, that you need to be 30 years old to have his permanent work cut out for him. But just to work, sometimes it could be when he's a gadol, when he becomes 13 years old, he could come in and do any job, b'mikra, not being that it's his permanent job. We'll soon talk about this teretz again. The Yeshmi Shatir, it's a third teretz, he says, is mamshay nosim b'kosei, that you needed koach for carrying, so you need to be 30 years old. Then shloishim lekoach, that's what it says in the Ovis. And we learn it out from the Levim. Now 30 years old, that's when your main koach is, your main energy, you have power to carry the Mishkan. But nowadays, that there's no avodas maso, so you could start working by gavlus, by yud gimel shon. What the Kesef Mishnah says, the difference in the second teretz, he says the difference between having a permanent avodah and coming and doing sometimes avoda without kvius, I was thinking, how do we get to such a being? As the Brisker Rav says, and the Chiddushi agrees on the Torah, the pasuk that it says, Yoshuv mitzvoho avoda velo yavoda, that's the pasuk that it says, that when Ben Chamishim Shona, from when he's 50 years old, Yoshuv mitzvoho avoda, and he can't work anymore, he has to retire. So the Brisker Rav says that there's two dinim here. One, that from 50 years and further is posel lavodo of maso bakosef. Carrying the mishkan is posel from when he's 50 years old. And becomes posel b'shonim. Lefi the Ramban, in Chumash there's a machlokes of Rashi and the Ramban. What he can do after 50 years old. Lefi Rashi he could sing and he could do ni'ilas she'olim. And lefi the Ramban he can't do the shir. He can't sing in the Beis HaMikdash after he's 50 years old. So he becomes posel by 50 years old. And then there's another din, Lavodas, B'nai Gershon and B'nai Merori, that there's no psul of shonim, because they didn't have maso bakosef, they didn't carry it on their shoulders, they had on their golos, but the minion, the pkuda, the minion of the counting of the levine, they were called, from 30 years to 50 years old, they were called svoho avoda, the like a military, svoho avoda, the Ramban always says, in the beginning of Bamidbar, he says the pshat, the meaning of the word Tzva is a sifa of am, a gathering, a congregation is called Tzva, Tzva. That means a tzibur that all works together is called a Tzva. So even B'nai Gershom named Rory that they don't have a psul shonim because they don't have a maso bakosef, they don't carry on their shoulders. But from 50 years old is not called Tzva ho avoida. It's not called Tzva ho avoida. But the Brisker Rav is not Masbir exactly what the nafkamin is. So if he's not called Tzva HaVoida, so therefore what does it mean, Tzva HaVoida? So I was thinking maybe the Kesef Mishnah is what he means. The Kesef Mishnah says to be a permanent worker, a permanent job, is from 30 to 50. That's called Tzva HaVoida. From 30 to 50 is like in the Tzva. You need, each person should know his job. Today that's the whole Tzva, the whole military works together. Only if each one knows his job. If they don't know a job, and each day somebody else comes for a job, it could be you'll find one job that has nobody working there. A tzibur can't work that way. It has to be everything mesuda, everything has to be organized. So the tzibur avoda from 30 to 50 is the ones that have permanent jobs, that's a levi from 30 to 50. And then afterwards or before that, he could do the avoda. It's not possible from doing the avoda. But he doesn't have a permanent job. He could sometimes be a shoher, sometimes be a meshoreh. That's because he's not called Svoho Avoida. In fact, there's another brisker of in the beginning of Bamid, in Parshas Bamidbar, that he says the difference between the chalukah, the organization of the kohanim doing in the Beis HaMikdash the job, the work, and the levim. There's mishmoros of kahuna, and there's mishmoros of levia. The mishmoros of kahuna is midoraisa, minat Torah. It's a din that there should be mishmoros, 24 different groups of kohanim, and each one works for a week. And then there's mishmoros of levim, 24 groups that each one works, but at his time. But that's only Shmuel and David were misakin tznam midoraisa. And he says the Brisker Rav that the kohanim is a din mishmar, that each one comes, that's his time to work, but it's not a chalukah of avoda. There isn't a special avoda that each kohen has to do. Each day, the Rosh Beis Av, he makes a pais, and the kohen is zochen avoda, but there's no iser for a kohen to do a different job. There's no special job for each kohen. But a lady, there's no din that there should be mishmar, so it's only the rabbona. There's a din that the levim should have permanent jobs. There should be a tzvoho avoda. The Loshen Tzva HaVoida is only by Levim and not by Kohen. Rav Shachan is favor is Cholik on the Brisker Rav. He says that the Kohanim and Levim are the same thing, and they're all just dinim of Mishmaros. And in fact, he says there's no din that a Levi Davka has to do his job. It's only if he started his job, he can't do a different job. Or he can't be Nisayeh as somebody else to do a different job. But there's no permanent job for always. That's a different thing. That's what we'll talk about a different time. In this din of this union that the Kesef Mishnah is why the Rambam is so sure himself and he says there's then Shloshim and then there's also Migadlus. So the Kiryas Sefer says another teretz, a fourth teretz. He says that Be'emes you have to work from 30 years old. But sometimes there could be a soris that he doesn't have simoni gadlus until he's lamed vov shonim. If the rov shnos of then he becomes a godol. Until he's 36 years old, he's not a godol. So for him, the Rambam wrote that he has to be an isha godol. So the Amis Lefidah Kerasefer, everything is the opposite. That you can't work under 30 years old. But if he's not a godol when he's 30, then he has to wait till he's 36 till he has a shem that he is a godel. And the Ikar Lava below Yavodot, which is the love that Levim, when they're possible Bishonim, so they're, and they work afterwards, it's called below Yavodot, Miben Chamishim Shana, you can't work anymore. So then there's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Chinuch brings it down in Mitzvah Shina and Test. The Rambam is in Shoresh Gimel, the Shoreshim of the Sefer HaMitzvah. Shoresh Gimel is that the Rambam says things that are not Noig Ledoros, we don't count them in the minion of Taryag. So he says the Bahag, the Alochas Gdolos, counted below Yavodot, that a Levim can't work after 50 years old, counted it as one of the Lavim of the Taryag. The Rambam says it's not Noig Ledoros, because Ledoros, there's no Masa, there's no carrying of the Mishkan Ledoros, so Memela, the Rambam doesn't count it as one of the Lavim of Taryag. The Ramban is Cholek on the Rambam, and he says, of course, we do have carrying of the Mishkan Ledoros, if they carry the Oron. The Oron is carried always, sometimes he carried in the, like in a Melchoma, he carried the Oron. So Memela, there's always a Masa. In fact, the Ramban says that Lotzid Lovel will carry it in front of the Mashiach, or into the Melchomas. So Memela, there is a Masa Bakosek Ledoros, so he counts it as a Lav, Lo Yavodo, that a Levi, that in Shonim or Postim de Levim, also Lotzid Lovel. So let's see the Ramban, our Mishnah and Dat Chof Dalet in Chulin is Nogea Lemaisek. A Levi is possible by Shonim, because there's always Ledoros, there's a Masa Bakosek. And the Rambam, all, there's no Masa Bakosek, from when the Beis HaMikdash was built. The Brisker of the Grizin, the Sefer on the Rambam in the back, he has letters to Rabbi Avramsky. So he writes that beside the Rambam holds, besides that there's a din of Masa of the whole Mishkan, of all the Kelim of the Mishkan and the Kroshim, and the Oron is part of it, the Chutz from that there's a special din of Masa of the Oron. Even when the mitzvah of carrying the Mishkan is not continued anymore because there's already a Beis HaMikdash, it's a permanent place, but there's a special din by itself of carrying the Oron. Masa of the Oron is not as part of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, but it could be by itself. In fact, they used to carry it out if they needed for a Milchoma, or the Chinuch says another lashon, Nipnei Milchoma o kasher yesave malkom, if the Melech wants to carry out the Oron, he has any reason he has, the Melech has a din, he could carry out the Oron. That's a Boshman that's not found not anywhere else. And the Chinuch is Mamshik, Ba'achshav Ba'vonoseinu, Ein lo the Melech, lo Oron, lo fis b'shum mokum, we don't have a place to carry it. And then he says an interesting thing. What we were knowing in the time of the Golus, nowadays, Lehotzi Sefer Torah, Likras Malchei Olmos, in Europe, there was a minute when the king came to a city, so the Yidden used to go out to greet him, make a Kabbalah spot, and they carried out a Sefer Torah. In fact, they had a special Sefer Torah that they carried out today to be Mechabed the Melech was carrying out the Sefer Torah in front of him. In fact, I heard from a Shver, he once had, somebody offered him to buy this Sefer Torah that was handed down in generations. They used to use it in front of the Melech, and it wasn't all complete Sefer Torah. So it was just a few of the Chumashim, two or three. It could be it was the Chavona that shouldn't have a complete Kedusha of Sefer Torah. So the Chinuch brings this minig and he says it's not a Chiyuv Mitzvah Klal because this is only a Derech Kovod. It's Kovod HaTorah, it's that in front of a Melech to carry a Torah, but it's not the Iker Adin. But it comes derived from this Inyan that a Melech used to say to carry out the Oron and then they carried it out. It doesn't explain why. The Brisker Rov in the Grizal Rambam explains the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds that there's a special din of carrying Doron besides the din of carrying Doron as part of the Mishkan. It's by itself also a din of Siyas Oron. And that din is Maso Bakosev. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah in Mitzvah Lamed Dalid in Sefer HaMitzvahs. That when you carry the Oron, you should carry it only on your shoulders, Maso Bakosek, and not to carry it on a wagon, not to carry it on behemoth, and that's the Maisa that David HaMelech once made that mistake, and he carried it on a wagon, and there was a Poronus, there was an Onish that Uzzah was killed because of the Bizarre that they carried the Oron out on the shoulders. And the Ramban holds that the Oron is only a din of carrying in part, as part of the Beis HaMikdash. So both the Rambam and the Ramban hold that they carry the Oron even nowadays. But the Rambam holds that it's a special din of carrying the Aron, not the same din of carrying the Mishkan. The Rambam holds that it's part of carrying the whole Mishkan. It's not a din by itself. So look here, the Rambam, there's still nowadays a din of Netziyas HaMishkan because of the Aron, because it's part of the whole Beis HaMikdash, the whole Mishkan. And the Mela, nowadays it's the same continuous mitzvah of carrying the Aron as in the Midbar, so it's also Belevim, and also the Kohanim could carry it. And the Mela, Shonim, or post of the Levi, is older than 50, so he's also post of Avodah nowadays because of the Mas of the Aron. But Lefi, the Rambam, there's no more mitzvah of carrying the Mishkan, and the Aron is carried out of the new mitzvah. And the Rambam also says in the Sefer HaMitzvot that it's not carried by Levim, it's only carried by Kohanim. The mitzvah changed from Levim to Kohanim. And he says, because in the Midbar there weren't many Kohanim, so Levim were the ones who carried it. But when they came into the Eretz Yisrael, from when they crossed the Yarden, Pashtus, so then they started the Kohanim carrying it. So it's a new din by itself. And Shonim are only possible by Levim and not by Kohanim. And since the din of Aron changed to Kohanim, so there's no din that Shonim should possible by Kohanim. It's interesting to point out that the Merome Sota the Netziv in the Chulin Daf Chof Dalet says, and also the Radal in Bamidbar Rabba Parsha Dalet, they both point out that Merome Sota says it looks like the Rambam was Chozer Bo. The Rambam had Charota, and he says in Mishnah Torah when he passes the Dinim, he says it doesn't say that carrying the Aron or the Doros is only by Kohanim, not by Levim. The Rambam says, Be'ez she molichin es aron mimokum lemokum, ein molichin osu lo ala behemo v'lo ala golos, ala mitzvah lenot lo ala kotet. So he doesn't say that nowadays, be'ez mana Eretz Yisrael, that you carry it by Kohanim and not by Levim. And like he says in the Sefer HaMitzvah, so the Merom Yisodah takes on that Kanire, the Rambam, at Charota, and he says that even nowadays it's also by Kohanim and also by Levim. So then we have to again know how to explain the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. Unless we'll still say like the Brisker Rav, that it's a din by itself, but it's still by the Levim and the Kohanim. And even so, since it's a din by itself, it's not a din of the Mishkan, so there's no din of Lo Yavodot. It's not a din of Avodah. Avodah is only if it's a part of the Mishkan. But here it's a Stama din Maso, not a din of Avodah. There's Psukim and Divrei HaYomim, which the Mefarshim bring down, the Ramban brings it down, the Rambam also brings them down, and the Malbim learns like this. In Divrei HaYomim, when they carried the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, it says the posik is in Divrei HaYom Aleph Chof Gimel, excuse me, not when they carried the Beis HaMikdash in Shlomo's time, but it's in the time of David HaMelech, when he carried it from the house of Obed Edom HaGittit. So there's two psukim. It says he counted the Levim, the first posik it says he counted them from when they were 20 years old, and then there's a posik that he counted them. Here, and then it says, "Ki Omar David Eniach Hashem LeElokei Yisrael LaAmu VaYishkon BiYerushalayim Ad LoElam." Begam LaLevim Ein Losis Es Hamishkon VeEskol Kelov LaAvodosa. Ki BeDivrei David LaAchronim Heimo Mispar Bnei Levi MiBen Esrim Shana ULeMalo. So it says here in the Pesukim in Divrayom Aleph Perek Chof Gimel Posuk Chof Dalet through Pasuk Chof Zion, that he counted the Levim from when they were 20 years old. And it says in those psukim, because there's no maso of the Mishkan and no Kelim Lavodosa. The Pasuk, there's another Pasuk that says that David HaMelech counted them here. The Pasuk in the beginning of the Perek before that, in Pasuk Gimel, by Sofer Alevim Ben Shloshim Shona Bomola. So he counted them from when they were 30 years old. So the Mefarshim say that when he counted them from 30, it was before that, when they were still carrying the Mishkan, like in the time of Noi V'Givon. But then when he counted them from 20 years old, that was because he says, Vayishkon B'Yerushalayim Ad Lo'olam, he's talking on the Osid, when they'll be in Yerushalayim, so you don't need to count them from the 30, only from when they're 20. because there's no more din of matzah bakosef, like he says, ain losay says amishkan, so merely count them from 20. Why 20? That they're not mazir. Let's say like the Rambam, when there's a ish, when he becomes 13 years old, he could start working. I was thinking maybe, because Rashi says, in the end of Parshas Korach, there's a few psukim that says, what's the job of the Levim, what's the job of the Kohen. So over there, there's a posik, Bayom HaShem al Aaron, Atol Vonechol Veisavicho Itoch, Tisu Es Avon HaMikdosh. So Rashi says, what's Atol Aaron, Vonechol Aaron's children, Uveisavicho, Veisavicho means the house of your father, which is the people from the Kohos. So Rashi says, "Hein b'nei kahos avi amrom tisu es avon amikdosh. Aleichem animatil onesh azorim shiyechtu b'itzke advorim amkudoshim amesurim lochem wo'el v'orem v'ashulchan uklei hakodesh. Atem teishvu v'taziru al kol zora boliga." So the mitzvah of warning people not to come and touch in the kelim and not to come near the Beis HaMikdosh is on the Kohanim, Aaron and his children, and also on all the shevets of Kohos to warn the Zorim not to come. The Gamis Achecho, there's another pasuk, Bnei Gershon Umarari, Bishabu Aleichem Lazer, Gamhemis Azorim Iliskari Valeim. So Rashi says also Kohos, and also Bnei Gershon Umarari, all have to be there alert and warning people not to come close, that Zorim shouldn't come close to the Beis HaMikdash. So, and then it says in the pasuk, Vavad Alev Yuhu Es Avodah Soyal Moed, Behem Yisu Es Avonam, that the Levim will be achroy on the Avera of Yisrael, to be mazir the Zorim from coming close. That means if a Zar comes close, it's Levim's fault, and they have to see to it that they don't come close. So if the Levim are achroyim, they are raving, and they have to be the ones to warn Klal Yisrael not to come close, so it's mistaber that it's more when they're 20 years old, because 20 years old is the time that the person is nenash bebezdin shalmalo. A person becomes a godon bezdin shalmato when he's 13 years old. But in bezdin shalmalo, they're only nenash from when he's 20 years old. So to mistaber, if he has to be achroy on someone else's onshim, on someone else's averus, so it's when he himself is a bar hochid, and he's a achroy on himself when he's 20 years old, then he's more shayach to taking achrayas on other people's averus. We'll just mention that there's psukim in Divrei HaYomim when Shlomo brought in the Aron to the Beis HaMikdash, and it says like this: Perek Hey in Divrei HaYomim Beis Perek Hey Posuk Daled and Hey. It says, Vayavoyu kol zikne Yisrael, Vayisu ha-Levim es ha-Oran, Mashmah ve-Levim. Then it says, Vayalu es ha-Oran, Vesoyel moed beskol tle ha-Kedesh ha-Shor bo-El, Helu oysom ha-Koyanim ha-Levim, the Koyanim and the Levim. And then it says, Vayoviyu ha-Koyanim es ha-Ven bris ha-Shem al-Mekoyman. So the Malbim learns that, and the Ramban mentions it in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Shoroshim, since the Koyanim were the ones who were able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the Aron in, the Levim can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They have no right to go into the Eichel or into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Menela over here, they started, the Lamabim learned, they started, the Levim started carrying the Aron, because that's the din, the Levim should carry it. When they came close to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to close to the Mikdash itself, so then the Kohanim took over, and they brought in the Aron to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it comes out that through the Ramban, that loss, that Ledoros, the Nisi of the Aron, is also by the Levim and also the Kohen. There's one kash of the Michas Chinuch, it's kedai to mention. I don't have a teretz on it. The Michas Chinuch is why, when the Ramban talks about the mitzvah of carrying the kelim bakosev, the mitzvah of bakosev yisol, to carry it on your shoulders, the posuk is talking to the Bnei Kohos, they carried the Aron, the Shulchan, the Mizbechos, they all carried all those kelim on their shoulders. And the mitzvah in the Rambam is mentioned that to carry the Aron bakosev, in the Minchas Chinuch, in the Chinuch Shin Ayin Tes, Shenitztavu Shiyisu HaKoanim HaOron Al HaKosev, Shemolichin HaOso Yisroel Mimokum Mokum. Why? Because it says, Avodas HaKodesh Aleim Bakosev Yisroel. So why is mentioned only the Aron? Because all the Kelim have to be only Bakosev. So then it's lefi the Rambam, so it's lefi the Bris Kerov, that is, and the Meshech Chochma also says the same thing in Parshas Ekev, so that there's a special din of carrying the Oron. So then we understand, because the mitzvah ledoros, because if you saw, was only on the Oron, that's why they mentioned the Oron. But lefi the Rambam, that the mitzvah is on all the Kelim. So it's interesting why it should be mentioned after Messias Oron. Maybe the Ramban would count it like an organ, but the Chinuch holds like the Ramban that the Messias on also another Kohanim and the Levim. So Memele, it's on all the Kelim, Lefi the Briskerov's Pshat. So it's kosher what the Minchas Chinuch says, why the Din is only on the Oron. It comes out, the Sikkum will say that the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, if there's a lot, if the Doros, there's an Isur of Lo Yavod Od, that if they're 50 years old, the Levi is possible the moment. Lefi the Kesef Mishnah, even according to the Rambam, there could be a psul of Shonim, Legabe, only by Maso Bekosef, or a permanent job. But if there's no permanent job, so even if you're the Rambam, you could do that Avodah, not in the years 30 to 50. Legabe, learning 5 years, so the one test in Kesemishna is Dafka if it's music. If it's music, you have to learn 5 years. If not, he could work when he's 13 years old. Lefi the Ramban, there's a din of Mas of the Mishkan, even Ledoros, and it's not Bekranim and Levim. Lefi the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's only Bekranim nowadays, and Lefi the one in the Mishnah Torah, the Ramban is Mashma that it's not Bekranim and Belevim. That's the Indian of Shonim Postlim Belevim.